I'm joined by Abdulrahman Hussain once again in the protest at Cairo. Abdul, give us a sense of the mood.
Well, the mood is solid. People are insistent and adamant on their position. The crowds are increasing and more marchers are coming in over Cairo, and their position remains as is, which is to revoke the decree and to cancel the referendum on the constitution, especially after the events of last Wednesday. The mood now has even escalated to chants of leaving. People here do not want Morsi to stay. They think his legitimacy is no longer there after the events, the bloodshed around the presidential palace on Wednesday night. And so they are calling for him to leave. There are chants against him, against the Muslim Brotherhood, against the state. And the impasse hasn't ended. And people here are adamant that they're here until the demands are met.
And they're marching on the presidential palace again?
Yes. This time, though, the Republican Guard has surrounded the presidential palace with barbed wire. There are tanks, there are armored personnel carriers, there are truckloads and truckloads of central security forces around the palace. People are marching up to the barbed wire. The military has also built a one-block wall across the main road to keep protesters at bay. But as the protesters keep increasing, I don't know how long this is going to hold. Yes, it's a march on the palace, and I think the National Salvation Front, which represents the opposition, has refused to meet with Morsi tomorrow for his call for dialogue. So I think we are where we are.
Give us a sense of the scale of the demonstration. Bigger than usual? Normal?
Not yet, actually. So the crowds are still... There are a few thousands. The perimeter around the palace is really, really big. And there are blocks of protesters scattered across around the perimeter. But the numbers keep increasing. And I think in 1 or 2 hours, I think you'll see the sorts of numbers that you come to expect from massive protests on a day like this.
Any sign of trouble?
No, there's no sign of trouble. The trouble usually starts if there's a confrontation, and that means for their confrontation now, but that means that most of the other supporters have to be in the vicinity. But if there aren't, and all the protesters here are absolutely in, there are no signs of trouble whatsoever. There's an atmosphere of. I won't say specifically, but I think it's a good natured protest today. People are in a good mood. People are chanting. There isn't that aggression that you would find when there's a clashes and violence. Understandably so, of course. People here are all on the same side, and they all have the same demands. So that's the mood here.
Okay, Abdul. Thanks very much.